Rohini Nakshatra, Understanding Chunk Size. Some people grasp the bigger picture instantly, focusing on broad themes and overarching visions, while others break everything down into smaller, detailed steps, ensuring precision before moving forward. Rohini Nakshatra, known for its sensory depth, creativity, and ability to manifest, is naturally inclined toward absorption and retention. But whether they process information in big picture, macro, or detail-oriented micro chunks depends on planetary placements. Jupiter and Mercury in the first, fifth, and ninth houses influence whether they focus on expansive thinking or precise details. If Jupiter is in the first house in Rohini, their understanding is big picture oriented, meaning they process life holistically, focusing on broad patterns, creative possibilities, and long-term success, rather than minor details. They naturally absorb wisdom, philosophy, and large-scale concepts, thriving in environments where visionary thinking is required. They prefer intuitive knowledge over structured learning, sometimes overlooking small details in favor of larger insights. If Jupiter moves to the ninth house, this big picture thinking expands further, making them deeply interested in philosophy, spiritual knowledge, and global perspectives, often thinking in broad, interconnected ways rather than step-by-step logic. If Mercury is in the fifth house in Rohini, their thinking is highly specific, detail-focused, and analytical. They break down complex ideas into structured, smaller components, making them excellent at strategy, research, and fine-tuned creative execution. They learn best through meticulous observation, repetition, and refining processes until they are perfected. Unlike Jupiter, which generalizes, Mercury in this placement seeks exact definitions, structured learning, and precise execution, excelling in technical mastery, structured art forms, or knowledge-based professions. However, if Mercury is in the ninth house, their processing expands toward bigger picture perspectives, meaning they absorb broad philosophical ideas, but still maintain an attention to detail when analyzing texts, scriptures, or intellectual debates. If Ketu is in the first house in Rohini, their understanding is paradoxically big picture, yet deeply instinctual. They see patterns intuitively rather than logically, often absorbing large amounts of information without consciously realizing how they learned it. They trust gut feelings and insights over structured reasoning, making them seem mystically attuned to knowledge, but sometimes struggling to articulate how they arrived at conclusions. However, if Ketu is in the fifth house, their thinking becomes highly detail-oriented but non-linear, meaning they notice hidden details, abstract symbols, and deep subconscious patterns others might overlook. They may have a natural talent for decoding symbolic or esoteric knowledge, but may struggle with structured, traditional forms of learning. Rohini Nakshatra's deep sensory intelligence and ability to absorb knowledge effortlessly make it naturally adaptable to both macro and micro thinking, depending on planetary influences. When planetary placements emphasize big picture thinking, they thrive in visionary leadership and creative expression, but when detail-oriented influences dominate, they become methodical experts capable of refining beauty, structure, and form to perfection. Their challenge is to balance their love for broad inspiration with the patience to master fine details, ensuring that their creative and intellectual pursuits result in lasting impact. Rohini Nakshatra, frame of reference, internal or external. Some people trust their own instincts, relying on their inner sense of worth and direction, while others seek external validation, measuring their success based on how they are perceived by others. Rohini Nakshatra, known for its sensory awareness, creativity, and desire for comfort and stability, is naturally inclined towards self-containment and inner satisfaction. But whether they are internally referenced, self-driven, or externally referenced, seeking validation from others, depends on planetary placements. Jupiter, Moon, Venus, and Saturn in the fourth and tenth houses shape whether they derive confidence, fulfillment, and purpose from within or through external achievements and recognition. If Jupiter is in the fourth house in Rohini, their frame of reference is deeply internal, meaning they trust their own wisdom, emotional experiences, and personal philosophies to guide their actions. They don't require external approval because their sense of purpose is rooted in inner stability and moral values. They make decisions based on what feels right for their long-term growth rather than how it will be perceived by society. However, if Jupiter is in the 10th house, their focus shifts outward. Success becomes defined by career status, public recognition, and how much impact they make in the world. They may still be wise and introspective, but they now measure growth through achievements and societal validation rather than inner fulfillment. If the moon is in the 4th house in Rohini, their sense of validation is strongly internal and emotionally driven. They make choices based on how they feel rather than external expectations, seeking security and comfort in familiar environments. They are self-reliant in emotional matters, trusting their instincts and personal experiences over societal pressures. However, if the moon moves to the 10th house, their frame of reference becomes externally conditioned. They are highly sensitive to how they are perceived in public, how others respond to their emotions, and how well they fulfill social and professional expectations. They may feel a strong need for validation from career success, social status, or professional accomplishments. If Venus is in the 4th house in Rohini, they are internally referenced in matters of beauty, love, and self-worth. They don't need public approval to feel valuable. They measure happiness through personal relationships, emotional harmony, and the ability to create beauty in their private world. They enjoy self-indulgence and personal pleasure without necessarily needing social recognition. However, if Venus is in the 10th house, their reference frame becomes externally focused. They measure self-worth based on public image, admiration, and career success in creative or luxury-driven fields. They want to be seen as charming, elegant, and influential, making external validation a key driver of their ambitions. If Saturn is in the 4th house in Rohini, their sense of self is internally structured, meaning they build their confidence through self-discipline, emotional resilience, and personal stability, rather than external validation. They trust long-term consistency over social expectations, ensuring that they feel secure within themselves before seeking approval from the outside world. However, if Saturn is in the 10th house, their reference frame becomes externally conditioned. They seek validation through career achievements, professional responsibility, and how well they conform to societal standards. They may push themselves to meet rigid expectations of success, defining their worth based on external accomplishments rather than internal fulfillment. Rohini Nakshatra's deep emotional intelligence and creative magnetism make it naturally self-reliant. But planetary placements determine whether they operate from an internal sense of satisfaction or seek recognition from the external world. Their challenge is to balance inner fulfillment with external validation, ensuring that they neither isolate themselves emotionally nor lose themselves in chasing approval from others. Rohini Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some people take charge of situations, initiating action without waiting for external cues, while others observe, adapt, and respond based on circumstances and emotional cues. Rohini Nakshatra, known for its stability, creativity, and attraction-based approach, doesn't rush into action, but rather moves deliberately and purposefully. Whether they are proactive, self-initiating, or reactive, responding to external triggers, depends on planetary placements. Mars, Mercury, and Rahu in the 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses shape whether they take action first or respond strategically based on external influence. If Mars is in the 3rd house in Rohini, their action preference is highly proactive. They take initiative in communication, decision-making, and personal pursuits, ensuring they control their environment rather than reacting to it. They thrive in competitive, fast-paced situations, making them natural leaders in business, negotiations, and high-stakes discussions. However, if Mars is in the 10th house, their proactivity shifts to career and status, making them ambitious and driven to take control of leadership roles. They push forward in work and reputation-building efforts, ensuring they establish dominance rather than simply responding to external career opportunities. If Mercury is in the 5th house in Rohini, their approach to action is more reactive and mentally driven. They prefer to analyze, observe, and process before making decisions, ensuring that their actions are well thought out and adaptable. Unlike Mars, which acts on instinct, Mercury in this position thrives on social cues, learning from surroundings, and engaging with creative or intellectual opportunities as they arise. However, if Mercury is in the 10th house, their reactivity becomes strategic in professional and public settings. They prefer to watch workplace trends, adjust to external influences, and carefully craft their career moves rather than rushing into decisions. If Rahu is in the 3rd house in Rohini, their action preference becomes erratic and unpredictable, leaning toward hyper-proactivity in communication, networking, and risk-taking. They are restless, competitive, and highly innovative, ensuring that they stay ahead in dynamic social and professional environments. However, if Rahu moves to the 10th house, their action preference shifts toward reactivity in career and public life. They respond to external opportunities, societal trends, and unconventional paths to success, often making bold career moves in response to social pressures rather than pure internal ambition. Rohini Nakshatra's grounded nature ensures that their actions are rarely impulsive, but planetary placements determine whether they take control of situations immediately or adapt based on external circumstances. Those with proactive tendencies initiate and lead, while those with reactive tendencies master the art of responding and adapting. Their greatest strength lies in balancing their natural ability to attract opportunities with the awareness of when to act decisively to shape their own path. Rohini Nakshatra, operational style, options versus procedures. Some people thrive in flexibility, exploring multiple ways to accomplish a goal, while others prefer structured step-by-step methods to ensure efficiency and control. Rohini Nakshatra, known for its sensory intelligence, creativity, and ability to cultivate stability, prefers to build and refine rather than act impulsively. However, whether they operate with an options-based mindset, preferring flexibility and adaptability, or a procedures-based mindset, favoring systematic and structured execution, depends on planetary placements. Rahu and Mars in the 3rd and 6th houses encourage flexibility, while Mercury and Saturn in the 6th and 10th houses promote structure and discipline. If Rahu is in the 3rd house in Rohini, their operational style is highly options-driven. They thrive in fast-moving, unconventional environments, preferring to explore different pathways rather than committing to a single structured approach. They excel in fields requiring creativity, adaptability, and risk-taking, but they may struggle with consistency, frequently shifting focus or abandoning routines in pursuit of novelty. If Rahu is in the 6th house, they still prefer options, but with a stronger problem-solving mindset, they constantly test different strategies in work and health, seeking alternative solutions rather than following traditional methods. If Mars is in the 3rd house in Rohini, they operate in high-energy, instinct-driven mode, excelling in dynamic environments where quick decision-making is required. Their approach is fast, bold, and direct, preferring to experiment with different strategies rather than following rigid rules. However, this can sometimes clash with Rohini's patient and nurturing energy, making them act too quickly instead of refining their efforts. If Mars is in the 6th house, their operational style becomes more disciplined and structured, integrating endurance and strategic effort into their workflow, ensuring they build long-term success rather than chasing short-term wins. If Mercury is in the 6th house in Rohini, their operational style leans heavily toward procedures. They excel in structured, detail-oriented work environments, ensuring that tasks follow logical sequences and efficiency is prioritized. Their ability to analyze, organize, and refine makes them highly effective in technical, administrative, or communication-based roles. Unlike Rahu's unpredictable approach, Mercury in this position seeks clarity and refinement through methodical execution, ensuring that each step follows a calculated process. If Saturn is in the 10th house in Rohini, their work style is procedural, long-term focused, and highly disciplined. They prefer structured career paths, hierarchical systems, and rule-based environments, excelling in corporate, government, or leadership roles that require patience and endurance. They dislike chaotic or unstructured work and thrive when given clear responsibilities and expectations. While this complements Rohini's desire for stability, it can also make them resistant to sudden change, making adaptability a challenge. Rohini Nakshatra's natural love for refinement and stability allows it to function in both structured and flexible environments, but planetary placements determine whether they thrive in adaptive, multi-approach strategies or in precise, methodical execution. The key is for Rohini natives to balance their need for security with the openness to explore new possibilities, ensuring that their creative and intellectual strengths are fully realized. Rohini Nakshatra, views general or specific. Some people focus on the bigger picture, seeing patterns, overarching themes, and long-term visions, while others analyze life through specific details, breaking things down into precise, structured elements. Rohini Nakshatra, known for its creative intelligence, sensory depth, and ability to cultivate stability, has a natural inclination toward absorbing and retaining information deeply. However, whether they lean toward generalized big-picture thinking or detail-oriented, specific analysis depends on planetary placements. Jupiter and Mercury in the first, fifth, and ninth houses influence whether they focus on broad themes or precise intricacies. If Jupiter is in the first house in Rohini, their thinking is broad and general, meaning they process life through big-picture awareness, long-term vision, and overarching themes rather than focusing on minor details. They naturally see connections, grasp philosophical concepts, and think expansively, often valuing intuition and experience over precise calculations. They are drawn to creative endeavors, leadership, and wisdom-oriented fields, but they may sometimes overlook details in favor of conceptual thinking. If Jupiter is in the ninth house, their big-picture approach becomes even more philosophical, making them focus on spiritual growth, expansive knowledge, and higher learning, often contemplating universal truths rather than getting lost in specifics. If Mercury is in the fifth house in Rohini, their thinking is highly specific, detail-focused, and analytical. They prefer to break down information into structured steps, ensuring clarity in learning, communication, and problem-solving. Unlike Jupiter, which grasps concepts broadly, Mercury in this position seeks exact definitions, logical structures, and technical mastery, excelling in fields that require precision and structured execution. However, if Mercury moves to the ninth house, their processing expands toward bigger picture perspectives, meaning they balance philosophical curiosity with detailed analysis, making them well-rounded in both conceptual and structured thinking. If Ketu is in the first house in Rohini, their understanding is paradoxically broad yet deeply intuitive. They absorb knowledge without structured learning, often seeing patterns instinctively rather than through logical progression. Their thinking is abstract, visionary, and detached from the need for step-by-step explanations. However, if Ketu is in the fifth house, their thinking becomes highly detailed but non-linear, meaning they decode hidden patterns, subconscious symbols, and esoteric meanings that others might overlook. They may struggle with traditional learning methods, but excel in intuitive or symbolic analysis. Rohini Nakshatra's deep sensory intelligence and ability to absorb information effortlessly make it adaptable to both macro and micro thinking, depending on planetary influences. When planetary placements emphasize big picture awareness, they excel in visionary leadership and creative expansion. But when detail-oriented influences dominate, they become methodical experts capable of refining beauty, logic, and form to perfection. Their challenge is to balance their love for broad inspiration with the patience to master fine details, ensuring that their intellectual and creative pursuits result in lasting impact. Rohini Nakshatra, work preferences, together, proximity, or solo? Some people flourish in collaborative environments, constantly exchanging ideas and working with others, while others prefer proximity, staying connected but maintaining their own space. Some thrive best when working entirely alone, deeply focused on their craft. Rohini Nakshatra, with its creative intelligence, nurturing essence, and ability to manifest stability, is naturally inclined towards sensory-driven work and consistency. However, whether they function best in team settings together, near others but independently, proximity, or in complete solitude, solo, depends on planetary placements. Venus, Mercury, and Ketu in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses shape their ability to collaborate, work alongside others, or prefer self-reliance. If Venus is in the 3rd house in Rohini, they prefer working together, excelling in creative, social, and communicative work environments. They thrive in team settings where beauty, aesthetics, and interpersonal relationships matter, such as media, fashion, design, or diplomacy. They enjoy collaboration and shared creativity, finding fulfillment in harmonious teamwork. However, if Venus is in the 10th house, they still prefer team-based environments but with an authoritative role, ensuring their ideas and leadership are recognized within the group rather than just being a supportive team member. If Mercury is in the 6th house in Rohini, they work best in proximity-based settings, where they engage in discussion and collaboration, but maintain their own intellectual independence. They excel in analytical, research-driven, or strategic roles, such as writing, business consulting, and problem-solving professions, where they can communicate with others while still handling tasks individually. If Mercury moves to the 10th house, their proximity-based preference extends to leadership positions, meaning they engage in high-level discussions and strategy sessions, but prefer to work independently on execution. If Ketu is in the 6th house in Rohini, they work best solo, preferring autonomy, deep concentration, and self-driven projects. They dislike rigid structures and workplace politics, thriving in fields such as research, spirituality, or creative arts, where they can focus without external distractions. If Ketu is in the 10th house, their solo work preference becomes even more pronounced. They may rise to high positions, but remain emotionally detached from corporate life, often feeling more at ease in freelance, consulting, or behind-the-scenes roles, rather than traditional office settings. Rohini Nakshatra's ability to attract and create abundance ensures they can excel in both team-based and independent roles. But planetary placements determine whether they thrive in direct collaboration, require space while staying connected, or work best alone. Learning to balance their natural creativity and emotional depth with the right work environment helps them achieve long-term stability and fulfillment in their career.